Locker room chats here on KNZA continue. We're now joined by Valley Falls football coach, that is Wyatt Hofstra, brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, last week, home game against McClough, 26-12. McClough gets the win. Let's just get your overall thoughts and takeaways from the game last week.
Overall, I thought we did a lot better as a team in all three aspects. I know that, you know, final score is what you look at between wins and losses, and that's what matters at the end of the day. And we didn't come out on top, but I thought overall we played really well. I thought our defense continued what they've been doing in the first 4 weeks. I think we outgained them from what I have. So offensively, it was good to see us progress and move the ball down the field. They went down and scored, I think, mid-second quarter. And then they did a weird thing on defense that we threw a pick six. So we kind of shot ourselves in the foot there and was behind the eight ball. But then moved the ball really well after that, kind of settled in a little bit. And I mean, statistically, I told the guys would have been hard, but I mean, had the ball with a little under 2 minutes left in the fourth to go down and try to tie it. So statistically, what I told them would be hard to do, but not impossible. Until we had a four and out, I think that drive eventually stalled, and then they added one there with 13 seconds left. So, I mean, 13 seconds away from, you know, having an opportunity to tie it and come out with a win. I thought we played pretty well, and just a little bit more effort and to get over that hump.
Yeah, and we've talked, I think, throughout the course of the season, kind of the progression that you've seen offensively. It's not so much maybe scoring as much as you would like, but at least the last couple of weeks you've talked about the improvement, being able to at least move the ball more consistently. Has that been kind of the case in what you've seen here the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, we've set it as small goals, you know, get, you know, let's set five first downs this game, or one score, two scores, whatever it is, hold it, you know, cut down on turnovers, whatever that may be. But especially in those first 4 weeks, I mean, with how well our defense has been doing, just keeping them off the field. Just that, you know, as well as the defense has been playing, they've just been on the field for between 70 and 90 snaps a game. And, you know, any team will eventually score on you there. You just get pretty dog tired. So yeah, just maintaining possession, limiting turnovers, moving forward. And I thought we did a lot better at that.
Yeah. How challenging is that when it's just a struggle to get your defense off the field? I mean, and I'm guessing a lot of these guys play both sides of the ball, at least for the most part. So in terms of that, how do you kind of get it right? Is it just terms of execution, working the fundamentals, and as far as like just getting that slight improvement from the defense?
Yeah, it's, you know, defensively, it's making a stop on the critical downs. You know, if you can keep them to first and second and long, or especially third and fourth and long, but, you know, your third down conversions, your fourth down conversions, you want that to be a low number defensively for them, for the opposing team. And then, again, it's just offensive. I mean, it's hard to score when you don't have the ball. And, that's the case, you know, sometimes for us and sometimes against, you want it to be the case against us too. You know, the longer that you hold onto the ball, the least likely they are to score as well. So, you know, it's a give and take and a 50-50 thing. We know that realistically our defense should keep us in it. So if our offense holds up to that and cuts down on the amount of drives that they're running, should be better.
Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra joining us. They get Jefferson County North this week. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. Got a few more minutes here with Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra. Our locker room chat here preparing for week 6 of high school football. It's brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, on the road at Jefferson County North this week. Very good team, undefeated at 5-0. Certainly a team to be reckoned with and looking to make a deep run, maybe come this postseason. But your initial thoughts on this JCN team that you're going to see on Friday night?
They're a good team. They, you know, Coach Schneider coaches them well, and they do what they do very fundamentally well, and high effort and high motor. They fly around, they move the ball well. They is one of the better teams that they've looked since that run they had in 22 or 23. They do a good job. We know that, you know, you want to play, you always want to go after the big dogs, and, you know, these next 2 weeks we have the big dogs, so we want to go out and compete.
It's crazy, kind of the run. You mentioned the run that they had back in a couple years ago, making it to the state championship game. They had a huge senior class. It was a chunk of players that was just gone because of graduation. Then they took their lumps a little bit last year, although they still won five games. And now this year they got a lot of that experience back, and you're seeing what they're able to do with that. It just feels like kind of the ebbs and flows of high school football.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've learned in my young coaching career in high school football that, you know, everything kind of cycles. Some places just seems like they don't, you know, that kudos to them for their down year being, you know, a 5-win season.
Right.
That's awesome. But, you know, it's just part of it. And it's how you, you know, train your younger guys and your programs coming up, your youth to middle school and your parents and community and stuff going on like that. That, you know, just those guys getting in the weight room and learning and getting better each year and, you know, focusing on the end goal, knowing that it might not matter today or tomorrow, but, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road, turn out to be a pretty good player. So that's kind of just the goal for, I mean, all these programs. And I know, especially locally and talking to coaches around, that that's what, you know, the hope for all of our programs that we want to be, you know, that the freshmen that might have to, like our group now is the 9 seniors. And I mean, those guys were playing as 9 freshmen. So you take a lot of lumps for a couple of years and hopes you get better and put your nose to the grindstone.
Finally, Coach, give us some expectations. What do you want to see from your team and keys to this one on Friday night at JCN?
Keys to this one, like I say, just about every week, it'll be our defense continue playing well, keep doing what they're doing, be fast, be physical, rally the ball, tackle. And offensively, I want to focus on retaining the ball, getting some first downs, stop shooting ourselves in the foot and giving away turnovers, whether that be interceptions and fumbles, cut down on those a lot and keep ourselves in a position to compete.
There it is, Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra joining us. They get Jefferson County North on Friday night, that game live on Care Country. Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks to Hyman's and the Elevator, and go Dragons.